16 seed against Louisville. I mean, we were talking earlier, and you mentioned it a bit on the Bronco Sports Today. Not exactly what the team was expecting. So what did you think of the team's reaction, and what was your reaction?
It kind of surprised all of us. You look at all those bracketology stuff, and one had us going as a 12 to DePaul, and one had us as a 13 to UCLA, and one had us just going over to Oregon, and so we didn't really see that one coming, but it is what it is, and we got to go back there and hopefully earn their respect.
Well, I mean, for those not familiar with like how the selection process goes and what is under consideration when they do the seeding, from your experience, what is usually considered when they rank it in these brackets?
There's a lot of different kind of analytics probably for the first 9 or 10 seeds, and then the last 4 seeds are predominantly based on, RPI and then also, distance to venue. And so we had a rough RPI. There are about 350 schools that play women's basketball. And so our RPI this year was 111. We had a real rough pre-Christmas part of our season when we had some tough losses and had some injuries. And so that directly affected this. So there's about 5 or 6 schools that have RPIs below us, actually worse RPIs than us, that are in the tournament. But because of the distance to venue, like a CLU who has a 196 RPI, they're just going to bust them to Eugene, and Grambling is going to get bust. And so that moved us from a 15 seed RPI-wise to a 16 seed, and we're on a plane tomorrow to Louisville.
We're joined by Coach Gordy Presnell of Boise State with the Broncos heading off to the NCAA tournament to take on Louisville. And that game, of course, will be Friday in the start time of 10 a.m. Mountain Time. You can hear it on 1350 a.m. The Ticket. Now, on that note, at least from my opinion, I would like for the selection committee to almost be a little bit transparent with those reasons and almost rank them 1 to 64 and say, hey, this is what our ranking system would be, but thanks to bracket arrangement and travel purposes, we have to seed it this way. Because having a 16 by the Bronco name when somebody like Seattle U gets a 15 by their name, I think that's a little bit hurtful for, you're in the tournament, so, it's almost rich people problems with this, but, Boise State shouldn't have a 16 by their name when Seattle U has a 15.
Yeah, it's disappointing. We didn't earn a 16 seed. We earned at least a 15 seed. But last year our RPI was, I believe, 46 going into the tournament, and we were a 13 seed. So there was a lot of politics involved. And regardless, we have to figure out a way to get that 12 seed to where you're playing someone on a neutral site in women's basketball. And that's what we have to do with our preseason schedule, and then continue to play well in the conference season. For all the millions of dollars being spent, I don't know how much money they're actually saving busing CLU to Oregon.
Yeah, that's true. Now, on that note, the way I phrased it, okay, it's just going to be even better of a movie if Boise State goes on and wins the game. It'll be even better of a movie if they go as a 16 seed and go over to Louisville and knock out the Cardinals. Now, of course, not going to be easy, and you've probably just begun the deep dive into research about what the Cardinals have. But ACC Player of the Year in Aisha Durr, they're 32-2. So what has stood out to be maybe perhaps the biggest challenge in a big challenge of facing Louisville?
Well, it's happened one time about 10, 15 years ago. Stanford was beat by Harvard, who was a 16 seed. Allison Feaster, one of the greatest players in the NCAA tournament history, carried Harvard over Stanford. So it's been done once, and we're going to go back there, and they're very, very talented. They beat Notre Dame this weekend by 2 in the ACC championship, but the last time they played Notre Dame in Louisville, they won by 33. So it's a very, very formidable opponent, very athletic. And so what we're doing is we're going to go in there, and we have basically one senior that plays quite a bit and one junior that plays quite a bit. And everyone else has got 2 more years left in this program. And so we're going to go back there and try to be the best 16th seed there is and learn a lot and try to apply that into the future of our program.
Coach Gordy Presnell, Boise State women's basketball, joining us here on Idaho Sports Talk. And you know, the motto throughout the year for the team has been adversity. Great. So you got adversity, more adversity going to Louisville. Great. So on that note, though, Shay Shaw, she will become the first player in Boise State program history to appear in three different NCAA tournaments. For her to be able to do it, senior from Reno, who is a contributor in all different areas for the Broncos, what does that say about her being a part of all this postseason success?
You know, I think she has been an amazing culture kid, and she's helped define the culture of our program. She's been a winner since the time she was on the varsity as a freshman at Reno, in Reno at the high school down there. And she's carried that over in us. And, you know, she got to play that freshman year with Deanna Weaver, who was a culture kid, and then Brooke Palco and Jytha Rodriguez, and now the kids we have around her this year. And so she's carried that all the way through her career, and she's been very, very willing to do anything what it takes to be successful. Has never given us a bit of problem, just an absolutely wonderful kid, and very proud of her for all her accomplishments. And very few people have the career resume that she has, and obviously just been really fortunate to be part of her life.
Well, you brought up what Louisville is good at and the challenges that, you know, they present. But how about on the Boise State side? If things go their way, what would it look like with on the Boise State side? The perfect game, if you will, for Boise State to beat the Cardinals.
Sure. We have to control some sort of the pace. And then we have got to take the first available shot because we might not get another one. And right now they switch all their guard line, but they don't switch bigs and littles. So we're going to try to do a lot of bigs and little switches to see if we can free Riley up a little bit and get her as many attempts as we can. And we don't want her passing up shots. But, you know, Asia Durr, their star player, has almost 103 makes as well. So it's a great challenge for us, and that's how we're taking it. And it is some adversity. But, boy, I think we can really get better from it, no matter if we win the game or, you know, score 10 points. We're going to get better from getting to play against those guys.